Yadanjana Shalakaya. Chakshurin Militam Yena. Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Nama Shrestham Manum Api Shati Putram Atrasurupa. Rupam Tasyagatam Urupurim Maturim Goshtavati. Radha Kundam Girivaramaho. Radhika Madhava Shamprapto Yasya Pratita Kripeha. Shri Gurum Tamnatosmi. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Atav Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavansa Shri Rupam Sagajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Hitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parajana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sagana Lalita Shri Vishnu. Guru Vaishnava Bhagavan, Tina Smarne Hoi Vigna Binashan, Anayashi Hoi Nijavan Chitapura. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Continuing from the previous verse, a continuation of a description of the bewilderment of the Vrajavasis, particularly mentioned here, is the cowherd men. Sophisticated city people generally think that village people are unsophisticated. And generally from a urbanite perspective, that is true, because generally the village people are not much educated in the affairs of the big world, and generally then not much educated in any way. They may have some basic education, but they're generally very simple people. They can be easily fooled. They're often more generous and open-hearted also. That's why we find when we do preaching, book distribution in village areas, we often find people don't have so much money, but they're more open and willing to speak with us and more generous in giving whatever little they have. They'll open their doors to you, bring you into their home, which still in India it's very possible. But some time ago I was speaking with someone I don't know, someone who wanted to asked me some questions from calling from Los Angeles. So he was asking about different things about, not a devotee, asking about sadhu life in India. And I said that, well, you can just go in the villages without any planned program, and someone will invite you and give you a place to stay. And he could hardly believe it. As Srila Prabhupada noted, in some places in America, he noted that in relation to India, that Srila Prabhupada was walking on someone's land in Vrindavan. Of course, all the land is Radha Padankita Stan, Jaranam Vrindavan. Vrindavan means the place which is marked with the footprints of Radharani. So, in one sense, no one can own anything. That's true, even you can't own anything anywhere because it all belongs to Krishna. Vrindavan belongs to Radharani. But Srila Prabhupada is walking on a field and one man came up to him, the owner of the field, and said, "Oh, it's my great fortune that you have come." He bowed down and he said, "This is just the opposite of America. And if you go on someone's property in America, in some states you can just shoot someone and kill them, and it's not illegal in America, not in every state. But in some states, if you're on someone's property, no questions asked, just shoot and kill them." What a difference to Atithi Devo Bhava, welcoming the guest as Narayan. There's such distrust. It's just presumed that someone who's on your property must be there for some bad reason. They must be there for some aggressive reason. So you have a right to be aggressive back to them. Also, one time we were traveling somewhere in America and we just stopped somewhere, and I was just chanting japa in some open area, like a field or something, and someone came walking up to me, and he came close and just relaxed. I said, "Yeah, anything you want?" He said, no, "I'm the owner of this land. I see you're peaceful, so it's okay." Like that. Otherwise, no. So, the Vrajavasis are very simple people. The gopis also, they were very afraid when Krishna was leaving that those sophisticated women in Mathura were nothing to compare with them. So they will entice the mind of Krishna. He'll never come back to see us after experiencing such sophisticated city women. So it's a fact that the Vrajavasis are very simple. Now, of course, we have to remember they're eternally liberated associates of Krishna. And when we see in this world sophisticated city people and rustic village people, that's a reflection of the spiritual world. Mathura, Dwaraka, very sophisticated. Vaikuntha, very sophisticated. Ayodhya, very sophisticated. And Vrajadham, very unsophisticated. And that's the place Krishna likes best of all. Where he goes to forget being God. Or maybe you could say he goes to other places to be God. He lives eternally in Vrindavan. Vrindavan is his eternal residence. And also Mathura, Dwaraka, Ayodhya, Vaikuntha, they're all his eternal residences. But the place he likes best of all is the place where there is natural affection for himself. And natural affection among everyone. Here, in the word-for-word explanation has been given, Balakam has been given Krishna, which is correct. But of course it literally means a young boy. So they're using the word Balakam, which means he's just a young boy. And he got in such a dangerous position. They're using that word to emphasize the enormity of the situation. He's got into such a dangerous position, just a young boy, no one there to protect him. The trees could have fallen and smashed him. Just by the grace of God, he was saved. Maybe if it was a city dweller, they would have made some mathematical calculation about the amount of force applied to the trees and the how strongly the roots were in the ground and the wind speed at the time and which direction it was. And he said, no, it was all predictable. But they simply said, it is the grace of God. And they were right, because he is God, and he didn't want to be smashed. So he arranged it that way. But they can't understand. Even if you tried to sit with them and explain that actually he is God. First of all, they wouldn't have time for all that, because they're busy village people. Who's going to study Shastra in depth? It's Brahmanas. Their life is arranged in such a way that they're given time for that. Others don't have time. They're busy in other things, in the things that they are good at and that they're inclined to. This is the Varnashram system. If a Brahmana is studying so many hours a day, doing puja so many hours a day, that's very good. If a Vaishya who has cows to look after is doing that, that's not good at all. He has to look after the cows. Everyone has their prescribed duty, and they all cooperate together. The cows give milk, the milk brings ghee, the ghee, the Brahman is offered to Krishna, and then the Brahmanas also like to eat plenty of ghee. And Krishna becomes very satisfied, as he says, I like better than the offering of ghee in the fire is when it's offered in the mouths of the Brahmanas. I like that better. And they make the sacrifices, and then the rain comes, and then the grass grows, and then it's the cycle. Evam pravartitam chakram. Krishna speaks about the cycle which he has inaugurated. Anad bhavanti bhutani. Everyone has to eat food. So for that, they need rain, and for rain you need sacrifice, and for sacrifice you have to perform your prescribed duties. Everyone has to perform their prescribed duties. This is the cycle that Krishna has instituted. Yeah, they have to perform your prescribed duties, and that culminates in yajna, and then all this karma results in jnana, and then ultimately jnana results in knowing Krishna. So it's all Krishna's arrangement, how we can live very simply and nicely according to our propensities and our eligibility in this world, and go to Krishna. And then what do we do when we go to Krishna? Well, we do the same kind of thing that we do in this world, if we're in the Varnashram system. But the difference is that there it is free from envy. That is the difference. Krishna likes to live among the simple people of Vrindavan. Of course, in Dwarka also, it's the spiritual world, it's freedom from envy is there. But it's more complicated. Life is more complex. In Vrindavan, they're simply looking after cows. That's what they do. Balaram has his plow, but we don't hear about agriculture. We hear about him using his plow for killing demons. It's an unusual usage to have a plow as a weapon, but anyway, he does. Someone must be doing agriculture, because anad bhavanti bhutani, people have to eat grains also. But we don't hear about that. Krishna's personal preference is to live as a cowherder. Very simple life, but he makes it complex in another way, because the loving affairs, they're very complex. What is that status quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita? Loving affairs are very complex, like the snake's movements. What is that? I can't remember it either. Kutia, what is that? I don't remember. Anyway, the movements of love are very complex or crooked, like a snake's movement. Did you find it? All right. So in that way it's complex. Krishna is outrageous in his behavior. Especially, well, actually from the very beginning with the, even among the elderly gopis as a young child, always stealing their butter. That's his big pleasure. His, what is it? Ahareva ayam premna. It's like the movements of a snake. Swabhava kutila bhavet. Yeah, it's the affairs of love are like the movements of a snake, crooked. Aho hetusha hetuscha. With reason or not reason. Yudho. Yuno. Mana. Udanshati. So especially among young people, the foolishness of youth. Yeah, okay, read the translation. The progress of loving affairs. Young boy and between a young boy and a young girl is like the movement of a snake. On account of this, two types of anger arise between a young boy and a young girl. Anger with cause and anger without cause. Yeah. So it becomes quite complex. Krishna is complex in another way. There's one way to be simple, and that is to forget everything and merge into the impersonal Brahman. But that's no fun. Or just, or even in Shantaras, it's very simple. The more you go up, you go to Shantaras, Dasyaras, Vatsalyaras, then Shantaras, Sakyaras, Vatsalyaras, and up to Dasyaras, it's generally quite simple, it's quite fixed. There's you and Bhagavan. You serve him, everything's very clear. The consideration of maryada is very strong. Maryada means limits. Then in friendship, there is Sagorav Sakya and Vishramba Sakya, the two kinds of friendship. One is with reverence, and one is without reverence. So as soon as you cross the without reverence, that means the maryada, there's no consideration of the limit. Maryada means a limit. It is limited by friendship. That means when you're fighting with Krishna, you don't hurt him, but you do fight with him. Friendly fights. And the cowherd boys in fighting with Krishna, they'll be quite without any reservation thinking, oh, he's God, or he's... Even in Vrindavan, the servants, they may not be thinking, he's God, but they're thinking, well, we're servants of Mother Yashoda, we have to serve him. And that's, even the young boy, we see, we don't know this culture in the Western world, but when we come to India, we see that even the young boy, 5-6 years old, will order the maid in the house. He knows he's superior to her because his mother's the boss of the house and the maid is under. So even he will look down. So the servants, they look down at the maid, even though she's mother's age. But it's mixed also. Depending on individual circumstances and how much freedom the mother gives to the maid, she may give the maid full rein, and even the maid may punish the boy. It depends on but she can't punish him to the extent that the mother can. There's still limits. She always has to remember that. But when you go up to the Sakiras, friendship, without any consideration that Krishna is God, except sometimes as a joke. Just like yesterday we were celebrating Ram Navami, so one feature prominent in both Ram Leela and Krishna Leela is monkeys. So we find the gopis sometimes joking with Krishna that, well, you say you are Ram, but your monkeys, they did something useful, and all your monkeys do is steal butter. They're just a nuisance, that's all. And then they challenged him, saying, your monkeys, they can't build a bridge over the ocean, so they made a bridge over Pavan Sarovar, I think it was. The monkeys did, just to show. Put the gopis in their place for some time. So like that, there is Maya, there is limit, but the only limit is by love. And those who are outside of that, they cannot understand it. As young people often say, especially in the West, where they don't have any, they don't have the same kind of maryada of restrictions of behavior between young boys and young girls. In fact, they want, the parents want, that the boys and girls, should, maybe not as young as they do nowadays, practically from the age of 6 or 7 even, they start mixing even with some kind of sexual intent, which is beyond my ability to understand, even conceptually. they mix up the young boys and the young girls, and then one young boy may fall in love with a young girl, and then no one understands us. The older people are saying, it'll just last a few days. No, this is real. This is real. The older people are looking and shaking their head. At least this was going on as long as I was young in Britain. Nowadays, I don't know. It's beyond my ability to even conceptually understand how from the age of 6 or 7 they start to become sexualized, and then boys fall in love with boys and girls with girls, and it's they're encouraged like that, or they're told you have the bodily makeup of a boy, but you, if you want, you can become a girl, and it's not a perverted reflection anymore, it's just perverted, that's all. We don't even find such descriptions in the Shastra of Kali Yuga. They're so perverse. We find descriptions of of marriage by consent, just by consent, and by attraction only. But at least there's marriage. The idea of marriage is there. It seems that this Kali Yuga is especially perverse. But in the loving affairs, in Vrindavan especially, because it's less civilized. There are, after all, jungle dwellers. They're living in the forest of Vrindavan. They're very wealthy with cows and milk products and jewels and so many things. And they're not simply jungle dwellers with no sophistication whatsoever. They're Brahmins there also, living with them. They wouldn't be the higher class Brahmins. Higher class Brahmins, they don't... I'm talking about according to the Varnashram system. They wouldn't minister specifically to vaishyas, especially the cowherding, agricultural kind of vaishyas. We know this, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Mathura, he met this Sonariya Brahmana, so he was considered among Brahmanas not very high class, because they cater to their clientele, so to speak, is lower class people. Very complex, this whole, what they call the caste structure, but it's much more. If it was only four castes, it would be very simple. But there are unlimited jatis, practically unlimited, and sub-jatis, and what's their relationship with each other. From what I've seen, every Brahmin caste think they're the top one and other ones are less. We'd say, we're the real Brahmins. Those others, yeah, they're Brahmins. There's such restrictions. They won't marry this one. Even in Bengal, they have the Kulin Brahmanas and the Radheya Brahmanas. They're from different part of Bengal. They won't intermarry. And going on. And neither of them live anything like Brahmanas whatsoever, but they won't intermarry. So Vrindavan, yeah, their relationships are going on, but it's very open, very open-hearted. Krishna likes that. The friends can fight with him and defeat him. We see the picture of Mother Yashoda holding a stick up to Krishna. Krishna's looking very afraid. He likes that. And then the gopis, they make it, the love affairs are very complex, especially the love affairs are very complex. And how they're always trying to outwit each other. And Krishna also very complex because, well, that's the difference between Dwarka and Vrindavan. Krishna's loving affairs in Dwarka, they're straightforward. Marriage, even that a little not straightforward, because most of his wives were already in the house of another for many days. So that's another way Krishna broke the rules, because if a girl is outside the house overnight, one night, she cannot get married. What to speak of being in another man's house for so much time? But Krishna married them all. Nowadays, the people send their daughters off to study in another city. And at VIT, Vellore Institute of Technology, the parents have to sign before they put their daughter, that if there's any abortion, then VIT is not responsible. And they sign it. There's a difference between the culture as it used to be. any pregnancy, whatever. So Krishna's loving affairs, it becomes quite complex when you mess around with other people's, even one wife, what to speak of many wives, becomes very complex. And that complexity Krishna likes. He likes it very much. And he has to hide it even from his own mother. She doesn't know. She doesn't know anything about it. Mother Yashoda's in, she is Maya, Yashoda Mayi. She is Maya, mother, and she's in Maya because she thinks Krishna is her son. Sometimes she thinks like that. She's looking in Krishna's mouth and sees all the universe, and she thinks, oh, due to illusion, I'm thinking I am the mother of this boy. And she starts having philosophical thoughts, and Krishna thinks this is going too far, so he cries for her breast milk, and then she forgets it all. But she's in Maya thinking that Krishna is my son, when actually he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Or, from another perspective, we are in Maya thinking that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when actually he's the son of Mother Yashoda. But she's also in illusion in another way, is that she doesn't know what's going on at night. She thinks Krishna is sleeping very peacefully. Don't disturb him. She doesn't disturb him. And he's out all night, and she has no idea what he's doing. So that's required, because the Vatsalya Ras and the Shringara Ras, they don't mix at all. They're very, very much Rasa Bas to mix these two. So the cowherd men are bewildered. How could this happen? It can't happen. When the young boys will say, actually, Krishna dragged the mortar, and that they may also doubt, because that's why he's tied up to it, so he can't go anywhere. Maybe so many cowherd boys came, and even so many cowherd boys together, little boys, how could they pick up this heavy wooden mortar? That in itself is a mystery. And then how he dragged it, and it went horizontal between the two trees in such a way that it pulled down the tree. It must have been very strong rope. You'd think the rope would break before the trees. It must have been imbued with special potency by Krishna. So the cowherd men are bewildered, and we are looking at their bewilderment. And we know, they don't know. It's Krishna doing his tricks again. We know that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. When we can come to the platform of just relishing this without thinking that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, that is the perfection. Then we come to the third verse of Bhagavatam, Pibhatam. Bhagavata Rasamalayam. Just enjoying the nectar of Krishna Leela. Just like we saw the drama yesterday. No philosophy stated. It's implicit, but it's pastimes. It's simply enjoyable. Enjoyable on the spiritual platform. It brings us directly to spiritual experience. So congratulations to the Rakshasas and the monkeys and Sita and Ram and Lakshman, and Hanuman, they're all Probably, are they resting now after? Oh no, Hanuman doesn't rest. And who's that next to him? Ram? Who's the? Ram is next to him, yeah. So, well done, good. It's all organized by Lakshmi Narayana, Das Brahmachari. Very well organized. Went off well. Just you have to remind the actors not to change their dresses on the stage. They have to go off the stage. They got a little overexcited there. But actually you need the curtain, don't you, to close the curtain. I have a suggestion, just popped in my head. When the curtain closes in the interlude, the break, you can have someone coming out in front of the curtain and just filling up the time by speaking some of the glories of Lord Rama in this case, or whatever the drama is, to keep it going. Just a suggestion. Hare Krishna. Anything, comment, question? Hare Krishna. So the next drama is Nrisimhadeva, another lively one. You'll have to have lots of blood. You have to arrange for lots of blood. You can arrange for the blood to squirt on the audience. See if you can do that. You can have red water, something like that. Make it more realistic. Just a suggestion. It's not an order. It's just a suggestion. Vanta kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindhubhi evita patita anam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Oh, I didn't mention Ravana. Oh, Ravana's dead, right? Okay, all right. Huh? Oh, no, he's not dead yet. Ram just got born. Okay. All right, maybe he'll reincarnate next year. Get killed again. Dante nidhaya trunakang padhyo ne patta kripa jagakushatam.